not last week, but last month, what we had discussed was a fascinating problem within the Rambam, and that is that the Rambam describes the mitzvah of this period as what? Vidui. That's how the Rambam describes it, vidui. Rambam doesn't use the expression of tshuva as a mitzvah. And we discussed that Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful approach where Rav Soloveitchik differentiated between the pu'ula of the mitzvah, the action of the mitzvah, on the one hand, and then aside from the pu'ula of the mitzvah, he spoke about the kiyum of the mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And the fulfillment of the mitzvah was something totally different, and that was tshuva, being returning to one's heart. So that was the discussion that we had last time, and we differentiated. This is going to be very, very important for us, and that's going to be the differentiation between a pu'ula, an action of a mitzvah, versus the kiyum of the mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. We use it. I'm summarizing what we had done last time. Okay. If you'd like to see it again inside, in the koteret of the Rambam, that means right in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, he writes, mitzvah saseh achas, that there is one mitzvah, v'hi sheyoshev achotem mechata lefnei Hashem, to return the faith. But in Halacha Aleph, how does he describe the mitzvah of Tshuva? He just describes vidui. He says that a person needs to do vidui, which is what we're going to be doing, in less than 24 hours. Less than 24 hours. So what is a mitzvah? So the answer is that the pu'ula, the action, is the vidui. But the kiyum is the change that it makes inside of the person. We mentioned that there's a similar type of idea in Hilchos Tefillah. If you take a look, when the Rambam describes Tefillah, he says the mitzvah of Tefillah is to pray a certain Tefillah. That's how the Rambam describes the mitzvah in the Yanach HaZachar. But in the Pirkei HaMitzvot, or is referred to in modern Hebrew as the Koteret. So there, the Rambam says, Tefillah, there's one mitzvah, it's called Avodah Shebelev. So in the Yadah Chazaka, he doesn't describe Avodah Shebelev. What does he describe over there? He describes that you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch and you have all these halachas. In the Pirkei HaMitzvot, on top, that's where you get the Kiyum HaMitzvah. We have the fulfillment. We pointed out that this answer is a very, very famous question. And that is the question, preparing, if you will, for Yom Tov, that when it comes to Yom Tov of Sukkot, that the Gemara tells us that if you have an Avel and you have Yom Tov, so what's the halacha? That the Avelus is pushed away because of the Yom Tov. The question becomes, what? The Avelus is pushed away because of the Yom Tov? Yes, the Gemara says, because they're contradicted. And we say mitzvah derabim shani. So the Achronim ask, wait a second, what's prohibited for an avel to do? Is it prohibited for an avel to eat meat and drink wine? The answer is no. Thank you very, very much. There's no prohibition for the avel to eat meat and drink wine. So why can't you do both? Why can't you do both? At the end of the day, keep Yom Tov and keep Avelus. The answer that's given to this question, the answer of Soloveitchik gave is the same as so. That is, Yom Tov, the halachos are that you need to eat meat, to drink wine. But don't forget, that's the pu'ula. What's the kiyum? What's the fulfillment? You fulfill the mitzvah because your belly has meat inside. That's what the Rambam repeats at the end of Hilchos Yom Tov. That someone who just eats and drinks on Yom Tov and celebrates, Ein zu simchas Yom Tov, ela simchas kreso. That's a celebration of the stomach. And it doesn't only apply to even those of us who don't pride ourselves in liking food so much, but it applies to other things as well. Whatever a person does to enjoy Yom Tov. So the Rambam says, remember, the way to be Mekayim is not only for yourself, but it's also to share with others. That's what the Rambam describes in the Hilchos Yom Tov. In other words, there's the pu'ula, but don't be confused, and in Avodas Hashem, this is a big challenge, not to be confused between the pu'ula, the ma'isa mitzvah, and the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So the answer to why you can't have Avelus and Yom Tov together is not because the halachos contradict each other. The halachos don't contradict each other. It's possible. An aval could drink wine. He could eat meat. So then what's the reason that we do this? You can't, we say that avelus is pushed away? Because the kiyum, the fulfillment, contradicts each other. Avelus, the kiyum, is of ein aninus ela b'leiv. Simchas Yom Tov is basar and yayin, but the fulfillment has to be done b'leiv. That's what we pointed out last week, and that's the explanation over here in regards to vidui. The Torah wants us to do actions. If we're not going to do actions, so then in such a case we're going to get lost. You know, there was once upon a time a movement that said, wait a second, let's just do the actions. Let's just have the heart. What, why is actions important at all? You know what that's called? It's called Christianity. That's what a Christianity, of course, the source of Christianity stems from Judaism. And the reason that Christianity, if you will, failed, leaving aside becoming an avodah zarah, or, and I don't mean to equate at all, but I'm about to say that philosophically it runs into a similar problem. Even the reform movement was the same type of idea, and that is, let's bend the rules for the sake of the greater whole. In other words, if the laws are there just to bring us to a certain place, again, I'm not chas v'chalila equating the two, no way, but I am saying it comes to a similar philosophical trap. And that is the trap in which the balance between the pu'ula, the requirements of the actions, and the kiyum, the fulfillment, is lost. And we have Yadus, Avodas Hashem has a tradition, a beautiful tradition of 3,000 years of a balance of both. Now, do we run the danger? Does Orthodoxy run the danger of distorting the two? Yes, even Orthodoxy has a danger of doing that. In Orthodoxy, a lot of times, of course, the emphasis is put on the exterior as opposed to the interior. HaKadosh Baruch wants us to get both. One without the other is impossible. That was the point that we made last week, leaving aside that added nekuda about different movements that try to only capture the essence of the spirit of Yadus, but lost the point of the pu'ula. We have both. We have both the pu'ula, and without the pu'ula, eventually the spirit gets lost, so the spirit gets entirely distorted. And what an irony that the Reform movement wanted to throughout the Shulchan Aruch in order to save Judaism. And in the end, of course, there's no one doubts today this assertion that that attempt of throwing all of the pu'ula out only resulted in a tremendous, tremendous confusion in terms of what Judaism is entirely. There was nothing that was left. There was no structure. But on both sides, at the same time, every single one of us is going to be doing the pu'ula tomorrow night. But don't forget that the essence is the kiyum shibboleth. And that's the explanation of the Sol HK. By the way, I just want to tangentially just share. I'm a Talmud who loves my Rebbe, so I can't not share with you Rav Nevinzal's beautiful explanation of the Gemara. Rav Chizkiyo Nevinzal told me that Rav Nevinzal did for an answer to the question that the Gemara says it's a contradiction between Avelus and Yom Tov. So the question, of course, was what was the contradiction to both? So it's all educated, his approach, which is consistent to the thing that the Rambam that we had discussed last week. So Rav Nevinzal has a beautiful explanation, a totally different explanation. The Gemara says, Yom Tov wins out because mitzvah derabim shayni. The mitzvah of the public is different. So Rav Nevinzal said beautifully, if chas v'chalila, there's somebody who doesn't celebrate Yom Tov, then my Yom Tov is not the same. Beautiful idea. In many ways, the Nevinzal's pshat might fit even better into the Gemara, because the words of the Gemara were mitzvah derabim shayni. According to our Salvation, the chiluk is there's a clash between the two. So Salvation will learn that the mitzvah of the public wins the day. The mitzvah of the simchas Yom Tov. But Nevinzal understood mitzvah derabim shani, that you can't have, when Klal Yisrael is being the sameach, you can't have someone in avelus. Okay, that's a tangential point. Something to think about when you're getting ready for Sukkot. But Sukkot is not about a simcha, a personal simcha. Maybe if we have time, maybe we could discuss that on Sukkot as well. It's not a personal simcha, it's a simcha of the Klal. It's a simcha of all of Klal Yisrael. Now, let's go to the next part of Bosa. I like to argue that this analysis that Rav Soloveitchik Eichik gave, that there is a chiluk between the pu'ula of the mitzvah and the kiyum, might be relevant to a question that his son-in-law, Rav Lichtenstein, asked. For those of you who have the Rambam and Hilchos Teshuva, I want to throw out this question to you. The Rambam, in Perek Beis, describes vidui in two different ways. The Rambam says, in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, interestingly, the Rambam here is coming back to the concept that we already were driving at. If somebody says vidui, but it doesn't affect his heart, someone goes to the mikvah, but he's still holding on to the thing that made him come in. So the individual is still holding on to that avera. What I want to focus on is the second half. And a person needs to sell it. It's aver. We already mentioned 2 weeks ago that don't just say the alfeitz in the matzah. Spell out those averes that you remember. Spell them out. I remember that in camp, I was frustrated in the fourth quarter, and I said something nice to the guy who let the ball go through his hands. Really? So, by the way, you also have to ask him for mechila as well. Vitzarech lefrot esachet. You've got less than 24 hours. Vitzarech lefrot esachet. Shenemar. And then he quotes a pasuk. You need to delineate what the sin is. Okay. So Rabosai, vidui is to delineate the chet. And if a person, lichatchila, we're supposed to delineate every single avera. In halacha ches, the Rambam continues. And the Rambam says, Havidui shenoagu bo kol Yisrael avol chatanu. By the way, that's in our master as well. Avol chatanu, avol anachnu chatanu. Vuhu ikar avidui, and this is the ikar vidui. What's the stira? In halacha ches, the Rambam says you need to be mefarei the chet. You need to specify the avera. In halacha dalet, he says you need to specify. And halacha ches, all he says is the ikar vidui is avol anachnu chatanu. That's the stira. Anybody want to try to reconcile the stira? Everybody follows the contradiction? Yeah, absolutely. Let's even use the board. Great, thank you. In halacha dalet, this is Beis Dalet, the Rambam says, Sarif lefarei tafet. You need to spell out the sin. In Beis Ches, the Rambam says, Avol anachnu chatanu. When a person says, we have sinned, hareza ikar vidui. This is the ikar vidui. Contradiction being, then halacha dalet, he says, you got to spell out the chet. And then in halacha ches, he says, as long as the person says, avol anachnu chatanu, that's enough. Anybody want to take a swipe at this? How to reconcile the stira? It's a pretty strong question. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe when you're dying by yourself, you should specify each one and put the seabor like in the other shot.
It's not bad. When you're saying he's not bad, by the way, I'll just give you a reference. Leaving aside whether it's Pshat and the Rambam at all, Rav Soloveitchik does differentiate between the vidui of the yach and the vidui of the tzibur. Did the rabbeim at all discuss it? So it happens to be, take a look at Al HaTshuva, Soloveitchik develops what you're saying, he developed very much, the idea that you're saying. But I don't see it in the words of the Rambam in this case. The yisod you're saying happens to be very true and very beautiful. Take a look, the name of the essay is something like Kapara Shal HaYach and Kapara Shal HaTzibur, or something to that effect. Yes, what's your name?
Elliot,
yeah.
So maybe for an individual, they're able to be mefar the chet just because they know what they did in front.
Okay.
But it helps on a level of the klal, number one, to know that everyone else is sinning and you're not
the only, that we should know, everybody should know that By the way, this is a very important thing. Sometimes I find my Talmidim that I spend day in and day out with, and I haven't really gotten to know the Talmidim when I'm here once a week. But the guys who I'm with day in and day out, I realize a lot of times that they're despondent about certain averos. And one of the things they don't realize is how common, no matter how bad they think that avera is often how common it is. I don't mean to justify, it's not justification one bit. But to know the odds are, if you're struggling with something, there's somebody else out there who's probably struggling with it too. That's a fascinating point. And you want to suggest, that's what it's emphasizing. In other words, it's along the lines of what Zach had said, right? Along the lines, you want to say, again, a chiluk between the tzibur, but where do you see in the words, you want to say that really both as a yachin and tzibur, you say both. But there are two different emphases. There's an emphasis of the vidui vis-a-vis my personal averos, and then there's the idea that all of us, Klal Yisrael, sins. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Yes, Josh?
Maybe there's a difference between sins that you know of and sins that you aren't aware of. So if you know what you did, then you might have a requirement to...
That also crossed my mind. The problem with that is, at least in our gear sub, we do both. We do v'afet she'anachnu yodim uvelo yodim. And we also say aval anachnu chatan. According to our tradition, it wouldn't fit in so well, but maybe in the Rambam one could suggest. I'll tell you what I heard. I'm talking, this is many, many years ago. Actually, when I came to the Griskol, basically Rav Lichtenstein Shlita was retired. I didn't learn in the Gush. I never learned in YU's Kolo in Israel. Like many, both of your Rabbeim are from there. Your Rosh Yeshiva and Mashkiach are both from there. Both of them learned there for quite a few years. I didn't. So, but when I started teaching there, by that time, Lichtenstein basically was retired. So I haven't had that much opportunity to really speak with him in learning. Although when he used to come to the States, so then I would try to be careful to go to his shiurim in the States. So, but this is, I've heard this years ago about, maybe it's as many as 15 years ago that one of his Talmidim told me. So if it's good, then the credit goes to him. And if there's something missing, then I think I've lost a lot of this in the translation. You know, this is a little bit of broken telephone. The basic yisod that was reported to me, that he said to be miyashi this Rambam, is the following. And this, by the way, will catapult us when we're ready into Musar as well. And I think this approach was already influenced here, if you want, to a postmodern analysis. I think that some of Rilichstein's approach really is affected by the previous Mahalach, by the previous approach that we gave from Rilichstein. And that is what Rilichstein was reported to me and said the following. He said, there are two different ways of approaching vidui. One is that there is a mitzvah for a person to be cognizant of every avera that he did and to spell it out. But the ikur vidui, the essence of vidui, is not the details of the avera. The ikur vidui is understanding the shoresh of the avera. What's the root of the avera? I'll give you an example. I'm not sure if Rav Lichtenstein meant to be this psychological, but I'll give you a psychological example. Reuven struggles with kas. He struggles with anger. And unfortunately, there are times that he gets angry and he says things that are inappropriate. If Reuven says, I'm not going to get angry anymore, I know, and he spells out every single time, which the odds are that you and I and our averos, we're not going to spell out every time we did the avera. But he spells out every single time he did the avera. It could be he's going to come back to that avera the exact same way next year as well. Even if he did a tshuva shlema and he spelled out every single chet, and he really has charata ala avar, he really regrets it, and he has kabbalah ala asid. But he'll still come back, unfortunately, at the same time. Because Rabosai's sins have a certain shorish. There are many, many different shoroshim to averis. It could very well be, here's the psychological part, it could very well be that there was something in his upbringing there's a certain kas, anger in his personality that he never dealt with. There was a certain relationship that he has. In psychology, there's an idea called transference. And that idea is that every once in a while, people transfer a negative relationship that they had and transfer it into a totally different situation. For example, a classic case is sometimes, I'll just give you an example. If someone had a negative relationship with their father, sometimes they'll transfer automatically, they'll subconsciously move that relationship between to their Rebbe. That's just a random example. But there are many, 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 many examples of transference. What I'm driving at is that there's a shorish for the Avera. So Lichtenstein said that's the teretz over here. There is the mitzvah to be mefarit echet. But the Rambam over here is saying, who ikar avidui, the most important thing is a person to understand the shorish, in this case, in a very general terms, is chatan, we sin. There was a sinner component of our personality. And the key, and if many of you have begun to really, really work b'derech hamusar, and is to be able to try to get at the shorish of the Avera. If a person doesn't think about getting at the shorish of the Avera, the odds are that's going to come back. That's the pshat that Lichtenstein said. Now, I'd like to suggest that what Lichtenstein is saying is very similar to the model that Soloveitchik was saying as well. And that is, just like mitzvos have pu'ulos and kiyumim, mitzvos have actions and fulfillments, Averos have their pu'ulos, their actions, and then they have, instead of kiyumim, we wouldn't call it kiyum of Aver, right? It has its sharashim, its roots. So when we talk about Avodas Hashem, it's not enough for us to talk about actions. If there's any theme that's going to come out from this year in learning Rambam, one of the dominant themes is going to be this idea that, number one, there's a lot below the words when the Rambam says something in Torah in general, and number two, there's a lot below the actions, both when it comes to mitzvos and then also chas v'chulei when it comes to averos. That's the pshat in the Rambam. It's a beautiful, beautiful lesson, isn't it? I think that, you know, like, again, a postmodern analysis of this would be that this whole idea that Rav Soloveitchik was emphasizing, the difference between pu'ulos and kiyumim, Rav Lichtenstein used it in the vice side of the things, in the averos side. And that is that averos have pu'ulos, but then it also has shorashim, they have roots that are behind it as well. Yes?
Do we take David as a precedent?
Explain what you mean.
All he said is that he sinned against Hashem. So if we take that as a precedent, he doesn't sin, where was it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time you see this idea, 100%. I think that's a dominant thing.
What did he specify?
What's that?
Did he specify in Tehillim? I mean, I'm sure if it was one would want to do the mitzvah of specifying your sin. Isn't that what you said? That the ikur is to say the essence, but then there's also a mitzvah.
The mitzvah. So, fair question. I mean, you don't need... Sefer Tehillim isn't the halacha book. Sefer Tehillim doesn't necessarily tell us the process in which David HaMelech went through Averos, which actually went through his tshuva, which actually brings me to a very, very broad point. And this is a very, very important point in terms of learning Torah and Halacha. There's a very big difference between poetry and, I don't know, maybe in English you would describe it as prose, okay? Or general literature. Poetry works one way, and literature works a different way. You can't read literature as poetry, prose as poetry, and poetry as prose. What I mean by that is that Tehillim is written as poetry. It's not written as a halacha book. Every once in a while, Chazal will have a tradition to understand something in as as halacha in poetry itself. But it's important to be careful not to read Tehillim in that particular way.
Where do we derive that it's a mitzvah to specify your sin?
What's the makar for the Rambam? So that's a Gemara at the end of Yuma. And the Gemara is based on the idea that there's a mitzvah to be mefaret when you bring a carbon chatas, to say vidui. So once we see that from there, so then so too over here. Rabbi Osad, let me conclude one point. We didn't even get to the photocopies yet. But hold on to the photocopies, because his mom, and if you want to read over Yom HaKippurim, it's actually a hard photocopy. I have a tendency, by the way, I'm guilty. I think it's better this way than the other way. I'm guilty of always preparing a little bit too more than I thought that we're going to get to. So I thought we were going to get to the photocopies, but we didn't. Let me read you the end of Rambam Hilchos Teshuva. And then I want you to keep in mind the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Teshuva when you take a look at the Gemara Nevuchim, and then with this we'll conclude, and we will go to the Musa. Perek Yud Halachavav. Davar Yedua Uboro. It's well known, says the Rambam, She'ein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miksheres B'libo Shel Adam, that the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a person doesn't become part of him, as she yishke bo tamid kirahu, until he constantly connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we don't realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us until we're constantly with him. V'yazel kol sheva olam chutz mimenu, and he abandons everything. By the way, that doesn't mean you don't go to college or you don't work and so on and so forth. But it means he abandons everything else that's outside the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo sheziva v'amar b'chol levav chol v'chol nafshecha. Ela b'deyo sheyodeyo. L'ficha, skipping a couple of lines. Tzarech adam liyached atzmo. A person needs to designate himself. L'havin u'la'askil b'chachmas u'besfunos hamodin lo eskono. That with chachma that allows him to know his creator, kefi kashesh ba'adam, based on the strength that God has given him. Rabosai, what does this have to do with Hilchos Teshuva? Why the Rambam conclude Hilchos Teshuva with this idea? Know that God loves you more than you ever thought, and the more and more you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more and more you realize how much He loves you. What's this doing in Hilchos Teshuva? And this is mamish going to segue us for the whole, what we call Chorev Zman, our whole work on Zman. Yes, what you guys suggest?
After all this, like the Shuma, like even whatever it comes down to, you have to like realize how whatever action comes out to do, like that's the last thing you should keep in mind. That he's loving
you. No matter how much you fall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves you.
It's like that idea that you should keep your mind throughout the whole
beautiful, beautiful. Despite your averus. I think what you're saying is definitely MS. The question is whether the Rambam. I see. Okay. You know what? I thought I had a kasha in what you're saying, but I don't have such a kasha in what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Okay. Let's build with what you're going with. Yeah. What else? Go ahead.
Maybe that like. This is the ultimate goal of Avodas Hashem and Tshuva, like to
put the two together.
A sense of a like sort of like we're kind of buzzed a little bit in front of Hashem and are not everything that we want is like always like things in this world are not always the best for us. We want just to develop that.
Okay, and the Rambam does discuss that in Hilchos Teshuva as well. But I think I want to build with what the first part that you had said. What's tshuva? Is tshuva about someone erasing his averos? Is that what tshuva is about?
Realizing that you're doing wrong, that you want to correct yourself.
And you want to correct yourself. Is that what it is? You're bad and you want to be good. It's devekus. Exactly. Devekus means to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, We started off 2 weeks ago, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, talking about the idea that the Rambam seems to talk about mitzvos as actions. And we said, don't make a mistake. Anyone comes to mitzvah tshuva, the Rambam discusses vidui, that's the pu'ula, and there's a kiyum shebelev that's underneath it. That was the Mahalakha of Soloveitchik had developed. What did Rav Lichtenstein add to it? We're mamish in the throes of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, heading towards the final line. Remember, not only think about mitzvahs that way, but even think about averos that way. You've begun to think about your averos. Don't only think about the actions, think about the shoreshim, think about the roots. Correct? The Rambam finishes off in Hilchos Tshuva and says, the truth is, it's not only about shoreshim, it's not only about kiyum shebelev, it's all about, tshuva is all about, person coming back to his makor. And we really, just like a parent can't describe how much they love a child, a healthy relationship, so too we don't understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Now, I don't think we would have had this omic of Havan and the Rambam without this Rav Soloveitchik starting it off. And if Rav Soloveitchik had not started off, I don't know if Rav Lichtenstein would have come to his mahalach that we sent Vidu. By the way, is Rav Lichtenstein's mahalach mukhrach? I don't know. I want you to think about this. That's what you're ordained. And the next step is, now after I internalized all these ideas, now I understand what's going on, what the thrust of Hilchos Tshuva is. It's not about the pu'ula vidui. It's not about the pu'ula of averos, but it's not even about the kiyum of mitzvos, and it's not even about the shoreshim of averos, which was Rav Lichtenstein's addition. But maybe we could add a little bit more. The Rambam is saying, concluding of this tshuva, and saying to us, it's about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam says, I'm not saying any highfalutin Kabbalah right now. These are the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us more than we would ever imagine. And when a person does tshuva, if he's doing it right, he's feeling that. If he's not feeling that, then that's a sign that there's something wrong. Just like the person who claps vidui, that does vidui, and doesn't feel that there's a kiyum shebelev is doing something wrong, so too, someone who even looks at his averos, not only in, as pu'ulos, as Rav Lichtenstein said, but looks at its shoroshim, that's still not enough if the person is not feeling that it's bringing him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this sends us off beautifully into the Rambam and the Mor Nebuchim, which, if you're adventurous over the Bein HaZmanim, you can read the photocopy that was graciously photocopied that I thought we would get to, but I always overestimate. And what we're going to do is start with this Mor Nebuchim and then start with the mitzvahs of Alas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, continue Bezer Hashem, the analysis for the round. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that in, as we go to Yom HaDin, that we should be Zelcha to a Tshuva Shleima. What's a Tshuva Shleima? Not that we're going to be perfect. Not that we're not God. We're not going to be perfect. But what's a Tshuva Shleima? Dover Yadua Ubaru She'ein Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Necheres Kulibo Shela Adam Ad She'ishka Batamim Kimo She'tziva Va'amer V'chol Vavcho V'chol Nam Shefam. And the Rambam even says, "Valpia de'a alpia ava imaat matrim harga harga." But that awareness that the shorish of the neshama goes so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that there's a tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, and therefore l'fichach tzarich adam liyachid atzmo, he needs to designate himself l'hodin l'haskel l'fachmos l'svunos hamadim l'oskona. He needs to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be zelcha to have a tshuva shleima in that regard. And that, a person can have a tshuva shleima. Okay, we'll do 10 minutes muster in about 3-4